In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
The following episode of Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Spandex makes me horny. Drag is the new spandex.
Hey everyone, it's me, Chi-Chi Devane. I'm not Chi-Chi Devane, but you know, or I'm so sad you didn't stay, baby, but it's all good. These are elements of a gift that Pat gave me. It's me, it's Oral. Hi everyone, we're back. It's Drag is the new spandex, recap edition. We still doing this every week. It's the only thing about Flame On and Dragon's New Spandex that is literally like clockwork, and I'm so proud. Of course, I have Pat with me. Hey, girl.
What's up, lady?
How
you doing?
Okay.
Finally, it's all new Wendy.
Oh, my God.
I posted it up on the Flame On page. I was like, I had to go watch the video after last week.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
God, it was so sad.
It was like, girl, like I said, you don't have to sell your body. You don't have to shill. You could have just asked me for the money. But ultimately, we are here to talk about not Wendy Williams, which I watched this week, and she was good. Well, see, that's the thing. Wendy's always good. It's like, hey, did you not do anything gay today? You can literally just watch Wendy Williams and see them homosexuals in the crowd saying, ooh, girl, I see you and your cute man. Both of y'all are swingers. Y'all swingers? I'm sorry. I'm good. I had a delicious brunch. A delicious brunch here locally at the place called The Outpost in College Park.
Oh, delightful.
It was delightful. Their food is amazing. Everything's made from scratch. And the best part about it is that you can get a drink package, which is $16, bottomless mimosas, sangria, and Bloody Marys.
Ooh.
And because they're really proud of what they do, and they're not really like hoity-toity sophisticated, they let you mix and match.
Ooh.
So if you want to do like me, start with a Bloody Mary to take the edge off the day, then go to some sangria, and then switch to blackberry mimosas, you can do that.
That's what I did.
And I'm still drinking.
Ah.
I'm still here. Dear God, I'm here. Okay. I swear to God, we're going to talk about Drag Race.
All right. So it's episode 3. They re-enter the workroom. They step over the dead body of a fallen friend.
That looked kind of bloated, and then you realize that was just her makeup and look for the challenge. Got the boot.
Thorgy's out. She's done. I don't think anybody was super sad about it. There were no crocodile tears. There was no none of that.
No.
I mean, well, Dayla didn't have to eliminate her, so I guess that wasn't a big deal. But
and there weren't any crocodile tears like that episode of Black Mirror. Because Milk is like, I'm here. I'm queer. I'm in a Marc Jacobs ad. Get used to it. And it's... She sounded like a broken record, but of a record of a single that nobody really wants to hear. It's the B-sides.
It's her song that she did in the talent show.
Touch the Fashion, Feel the Fame. Was that what it was called?
Something like that. It's going to be bigger than Supermodel. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, girl. But it wasn't... It was catchy in that sort of like, I was out at a club in a different city one night and I heard this song and it was cute, but I don't know the name of it and it doesn't keep me up in the middle of the night. Unlike that remix of God Is Trying to Tell You Something that I heard at Fort Lauderdale literally like 8 years ago. I've been trying to find that one. I think it was Ultranate. Like, if y'all can help me out, is God Is Trying to Tell You Something. I literally, my friend went to the bathroom and I'm sitting there drinking my delicious cocktail brought to you by, I would assume, Absolute, because, you know, Drag Race was out and about and Absolute was in my head and I was still being cute and young and drinking vodka cranberries instead of just switching to straight whiskey. And so, like, I'm here and I'm kind of like rocking back and forth in my chair. And as you can see, we really don't care about this episode, so I'm going to continue my story. And I'm just kind of like, maybe God is trying to, am I listening to a dance club gay faggot remix of God Is Trying to Tell You Something? The answer was yes. So if you could forward that to Oral at flameon.com, that would be great. Anyway.
Oral at flameonshow.com. Send you. Over your, it's like Unsolved Mysteries. That is the email address. We need your help.
It is. It is
to my solve this mystery.
It is my unsolved mystery. I like, you don't even know. Okay, so.
So the big
brouhaha. Get it? Because there, some of them are witches. But I'm kind of dyslexic, so I don't think I said bitches right. Kennedy Davenport is upset at Thorgy because she put a penis on the workroom mirror.
Work.
Because, you know, she's like, go suck a dick. I lost. Literally, she's like, Jesus, gross. Like, yes, that's the best thing Thorgy ever came up with. Jesus, gross.
No, the best thing was the meme that came after that of the Last Supper and Jesus saying, this is my blood, drink of it. And then having Thorgy underneath going, oh, Jesus, gross. That's the best thing that ever came out of Thorgy saying those words.
Yeah, that's true, yes. And so there's a back and forth. And then you kind of get the hint that Kennedy and Milk are going to have it out this season or this episode because Milk throws shade unnecessarily so.
Exactly, because these are all seasoned queens who have known each other, worked with each other, and Milk is all about how, like, Kennedy is not bringing it as an all-star and that Thorgy has, you know, more interesting looks and a better vibe or an it factor, if you will. Not Pennywise the Clown it, but, you know, she has it. After True. The first look, it kind of was Pennywise.
Yeah, it was. It's just, you know, the storms are coming. Also, Shangela is apparently Daenerys Targaryen, a.k.a. one of the most boring characters for me in all of Game of Thrones. Not to say that Shangela is boring. I adore Shangela. I just, she don't do nothing, Danny. She didn't do nothing for like 4.5 seasons, but look crazy. Have peroxide bleach blonde wig, which wouldn't make sense in any sort of medieval setting. And sometimes she locked a black man in a vault.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
That's, oh, and she got dragons that are more. You know, it's like that girl who's like, look at my three cars. I got a Bugatti. I got a Ferrari. I got a Miata. That's the one that died. The Miata's the one that died.
Rest in peace, Miata. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So we get our video message now that we're back into a new day.
Yep, because blah, 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 blah. Bendela would have sent Thorgy home too because Thorgy sucked.
Yeah, exactly. So they go back in the workroom, and I swear, I thought that Chi-Chi was going top Ben on that table for a second when Ben laid on the table, and then Chi-Chi came up, like, spread her legs and then laid on her ass. I was like, is this this kind of show this season, all right? But Rue interrupts and gives you the video message, and hello, 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 pops into the workroom. We're doing the bitchler because this is like the bitchler. Worst. This is the worst use of like bitch to replace a part of a word that they've ever come up with. I love the eggplant emoji. That was cute.
Yes.
But like, you know, it's like me with the bear events when I try to put bear into a thing like My Berry Valentine or Aaron Go Bear. Some are cute and some work. And some are just kind of like, ooh, boo, you just stretching for it. Like Bearpocalypse.
Mm.
You know,
girl,
you work with what you work with.
You know, as a man who, under the guise of saying it's nerdy, hosts Bearyoki. As, you know, a supporter of the Bears, sometimes I'm a Cub, but I've lost a little weight, so nobody will have me. Ooh, I'm going to go for Short Otter. is there such thing as a Short Otter? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. But having said that, sometimes puns work, like you said, and sometimes they don't. The Bitchler is clever for like half a second.
But it's a stretch. They use it for the eggplant emoji. Which was the best thing that they could have done.
That was the most solid thing. Get it? Da 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 da.
Try the chicken. He'll be here all week. Oh. So Rue pops out, tells them about the Bitchler, gives them date pairs, like pairs them up for their dates, a la The Bachelor, and gives them these funny quirks to improvise with.
Uh-huh. And then the Bachelor, who's going to be the Bitchler, is Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, who I don't watch Unreal, but
oh,
I need to watch Unreal.
You should.
Because,
oh my God.
One, is he a homosexual in it?
Yes.
That's all I needed to know.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. They let him be him and even more sassy. It's fantastic.
One, that man is gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Absolutely.
And like he gives you like a cafe Kool-Aid, but also like he gives you like, that's a strong black man. And if I were to bring him home for the holidays, my mama wouldn't be able to tell me nothing. Mainly because my mother doesn't know how to relate to any of the men that I bring home. But I don't bring that many men home because there's so many. What am I going to do? Just have like, it's a small world revolving door in and out. Like,
oh my God, I want that to happen. And I want video of it so badly.
Yeah, you can literally... At man 38, that's when my mother's heart broke. Not because I was gay, but because she realized her son was a wanton slut. Not that being a slut is bad. I'm a liberated woman. There's a difference.
I love it. So we have our pairs as Aja and Kennedy. Aja will be the needy, insecure girl, and Kennedy will be the party girl. You have Trixie and Milk, Trixie being the fake bitch and Milk being the psycho stalker.
We have BB being the virgin and Ben Delacreme being the cougar. And then we have finally Chi-Chi and Shangela as a polyamorous couple. The catch to that is that Chi-Chi is really into the Bitchler and Shangela is just only into Chi-Chi.
Exactly. So they give them fun little things that they can play off of. And they start going through their team, let's go over what we're gonna do. And BB, I like BB. Mm-hmm. I don't love BB as a performer because in the times I've seen her, and I've seen her a couple times, she's been at Parliament House. She's fine. She's not a bad performer, but she doesn't excite me. You know,
I can see that.
It's this just kind of, she's got this certain feel and appeal, and it's not necessarily my cup of tea.
Uh-huh.
But she looks fantastic and she does what she does well. She is also apparently very shy, we'll say, because even when they were talking about the penis drawing on the mirror, she was like, Thorgy drew a picture. Yeah, Thorgy drew a picture. And like, it's kind of funny. Like, and I don't know, maybe she's playing it up for laughs. Maybe this is her. But the producers and the people putting this show together definitely are playing that up and wanting to make you giggle and also feel uncomfortable with her. And I think Ben had a great point because BB wants to play it as a fresh off the boat African princess because in their culture, you have to be married to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I want to play it up this way. And that, I mean, again, is just BB.
And it worked.
And it does. But I liked Ben's suggestion of like, buttoned up Catholic schoolgirl, like more of kind of the American perception of that.
Mm.
But you know,
but see, here's the thing. When BB walked out and put rose petals, like flower petals in front of her, that was straight out of like coming to America. Like, once I saw what she was doing, I love what she did, because it was over the top. And for people who know, like, that movie, not to say that she was doing that movie, but Zamunda only worked on, like, tradition and legacies. And, you know, the prince could not, like, the royal family could not walk on bare ground. Fresh, like, picked flower petals had to be thrown in front of them. I thought that was really smart and, like, a genius move, because once she walked out, instantly. Also, the kowtowing, I lost it.
No, that all worked really well. You know that there are stronger people in each of these pairs.
Yes.
Dela is definitely, she's got her mind right. She knows, like, Cougar is right up her alley. You have Aja, who really probably should have consulted a dictionary for needy and insecure, because she wants to play it up as,
oh, girl,
really...
she from the neighborhood in New York. She don't know what a dictionary is.
But honestly, like, the first thing I thought about when she and Kennedy were doing their little, like, workroom back and forth, when she started with this whole whining and crying, I was like, oh my god, it's pheromone.
Yeah, but pheromone could come across as needy.
Yes.
Not because she sounded like that, but because she's like,
because she was.
Yeah. Could you help me? Like, I don't know how to sew. Could you help me sew this?
Oh,
like,
this is so hard. I don't know how to do this.
Does it look good? Not that pheromone isn't great.
You know, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
But pheromone exemplified needy for the right reasons of being needy. Like, when you're trying to do a caricature of a trait. Where Aja's like, I'm going to be crying and whining and I'm all this. And Kennedy is just like, I don't think she understands her character at all. Maybe she should think about that.
Mm-hmm. Kennedy killed it as the party girl, a specific type of party girl. That girl who got jacked up teeth, who is barely fitting into that sequin spandex dress. About to have a good time. Always got to have her out. Like, had she pulled out a bottle of Alizé.
Oh, that'd have been perfect.
She would have won automatically. They would have stopped the episode, said, Kennedy wins. Milk, take your ass home and keep it moving.
Exactly. Exactly. And Chi-Chi and Shangela. Chi-Chi. Poor Chi-Chi. I like Chi-Chi.
I love Chi-Chi.
And she's showing that she is grown.
Yes.
But damn, if she can get in her own head some more, it's amazing. She's letting herself beat herself down. And this isn't everybody's cup of tea. Improv isn't always something that people can do well. But damn, girl, just try. Just try.
And that's the thing, is that your jokes may not always land, but there's a rhythm to improv. Not that I've done it professionally at all, but you vamp. Like, you do the call and response, the back and forth. And you kind of, you fall into a rhythm. It's the key. Like, you know, you can only be a key.
Yeah, exactly.
Your friend is the key. And together, you're a key. Like, you gotta try. And she just kind of, like, locked up. And that's the worst thing. Sometimes the best thing for you to do, even when you're nervous, is to keep talking. Because there comes a point where you kind of move past that. I experienced that this past Friday night, where my system literally betrayed me and I had to vamp, you know, on stage for like 10-15 minutes as everything kind of sorted itself. And so I started talking about what a gay man always talks about: alcohol and brunch.
I was like, dick?
I didn't, there was dick later, but okay. I wanted to make sure that the crowd was ready for that. You know, you work them up.
You gotta ease in the dick.
You gotta ease it in. You gotta warm them up.
I just spit on it and just go for it.
I talked about crab.
Oh,
I talked about crab. You know, he always makes me crab and now it's ruined. I'm sorry. I don't know why I did that. Some of you got that and the others who didn't. That's fine, but that's who I really am on the inside. coming up to my son saying, I see this. He's been stealing from me. Mama, why would you say that? I found this can of salmon in the trash. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm just not really interested in this episode. Like, elements were good. Like, I really like Trixie being this, like, fake bitch. And
yes,
then,
yes,
you know, Milk, who had what I consider the easiest role to do, which is, like, a crazy sort of stalker-esque, like, girl. Trixie shined.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when people are literally raining on your parade, it's really hard for you to beam like you can, because Milk was all over the place.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Over the place. And the scariest of stalkers is like Swim Fan. Everything's normal. Everything's great. Oh, look, he killed a cat. Oh, look, he's in your house. Oh, look, he's constantly calling you. Ooh, look, he might have killed your dad. Like, it was hard to watch. Not because, you know, it was like embarrassing. It was just really hard to watch because you didn't really know what was happening. You didn't really care what was happening.
Well, you kind of knew what was happening, but after you see it, you stop caring.
Ah, true.
You could have played it super subtle and nailed it. And she didn't. She was like, I've got twigs in my hair and I'm watching you from binoculars. Had that been towards the end of the date, cool. You've progressed and developed into this crazed person. But
I will give you a prescient example. So sometimes if I know I'm going to go up next for karaoke, or someone like does like puts in a song, I'm like, here's a good place for me to put a break in, like me. And a friend of mine did Nat Cole. He did Unforgettable. And I'm like, that's great. So I saw a cute boy in the audience and I'm like, you know, it would be a real gag for gag's sake. Me doing Natalie Cole. And I did Miss You Like Crazy. So Miss You Like Crazy is like this amazing Natalie Cole song. And it's super sweet. And it talks about longing and you know, how you really, you want this person to be right next to you. Really innocuous. But when I sing it, I look at like, you know, I sing into the lights. I make sure that I look really like innocent and pure. And then you kind of see my eyes shift. And then I like make eye contact with someone, mainly a guy, usually very handsome. And then you just don't break eye contact with them. And it really makes them uncomfortable. And then you kind of move in for the kill like a panther. Or a cougar, like Bendela, or Dela for short.
Dela's cougar was phenomenal.
Right up there with Kennedy's, like, party girl.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, constantly drinking, sneaking in alcohol. I can't tell you how many times in my early, like, 20s, I was going to a club with, like, people. And they're like, the really party ones, girl, I ain't paying for this drink. You know, here, have some of this. And I'm like, is this just straight vodka? It's like, yeah, I put it in my flask. And they would, like, wedge this flask out of somewhere. And, you know, I was young and wanted to belong. So I drank it no matter where it came from. And that's how I got strep for the first time.
Oh.
That's not how I got strep for the first time. Close, but not quite.
But yeah, her doing the deep throat of the banana and then like mama birding him and then bringing it back up towards the end. And, you know, oh, do you want a clean girl or do you want a dirty girl? And then eating again and go, her whole, remember I ate this before. Like that had me rolling. She played it up. She played it up well. Her dress hiked up. Mm-hmm. With her blurred out, you know, no underwear on. Absolutely. Kennedy knocked it out of the park.
Yep.
Trixie knocked it out of the park.
And Chi-Chi could have knocked it out of the park because, like, at the end, when she whispers in his ears in that really deep baritone voice, do you want to have my babies?
You want to have my babies?
Like, it was, I died.
Oh, absolutely.
I died, resurrected, died again. And later, when
you resurrected,
they
crystallized. Mm-hmm. Okay, just making sure.
Resurrected, crystallized, and then died again.
Yeah.
But it was that moment where you had such chemistry, and you could see you could have done this the entire time. You know, like, she's really cute, sweet, and then when Shangela's not paying attention or out of earshot, she dips.
Oh, absolutely.
That would have been perfect, but that's not what happened.
Nope. Absolutely not.
So I don't want
to. We get to, so they do the final thing, and that was the cute part was that every time Rue would be the host and would have a little segment with Jeffrey. He would lick his lips or rub his earlobe. So they paid that off at the end where he has to pick who he's going to give his eggplant to.
And he gave it to Rill.
And it was adorable. It was really kind of cute how they did it.
Officer and a gentleman style.
Exactly. So I think we could just go right to the runway. There wasn't a lot. Like, there's a lot of weird drama.
Wigs on wigs.
There's a lot of weird drama this time around where it's more professional drama.
Yeah.
Than it is, like, being catty. And it's like, this is fine. And I like having this, behind-the-scenes tea, but it's not always, like, gripping. Like, oh, Kennedy's mad that Milk is shady and they've been on tour together, but she won't talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the fact that somebody, aside from Kim Chi, used that shade tree in season 8. That one time they showed it to us on the season. Other people were in there. They apparently just decided not to use it.
What's the shade tree again?
That was that, like, weird video camera with that weird neon tree in the background. It was bullshit.
Oh, yes, yes. So, kind of like the giving tree, but all it gives you is shade.
Exactly. So wigs on wigs on wigs is the runway theme. They were cute. I don't think anybody fucked this runway up. I think this was probably the strongest runway top to bottom that there was.
The only dig is that you could see Milk's, like, as she's pulling out her hair slipped, and you saw this kind of, like, black, shiny thing.
The cup holder, that she had on her head, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just like, oh, girl, you literally should have, like, weaved that together and hot glued that bitch down.
Glue, exactly.
Because you knew that wasn't moving. You could have easily sewed some tracks in, put some tracks up at the top, have that cup to the bottom. Literally fuck the shit out of that hair on the inside. Nobody would have been able to tell you shit.
Exactly. But they all look good. I love Trixie's Lady Bunny into transforming into Naomi Smalls.
That was great. I really love that. I really love that one.
That was adorable. Dayla's wig skirt was awesome.
I am totally down for Aja's anime realness. With her, like, three reveals, the plastic, the neon yellow, and then the fancy, like, kind of mohawkish, like rockabilly pink long hair.
Yes, yes.
It was great. It worked for her. I really love her aesthetic this year because she's being her, like, this acid cotton candy sort of candy princess. And it works. It really works. And I wish we had seen that Aja on her season because I think she would have gotten further. Chi-Chi looked great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when she disappeared for a while, but that trip to Thailand did her good. And those doctors work wonders because that was a real woman.
She was giving me Janet Jackson.
She was giving me snapper, tuna, salmon. And some type of whitefish that I don't know what you call it, but it was delicious.
Exactly.
You know what? I will say honorable mention, because while I did not like her dress, even though, like, it was fun, Shangela's dress, where she, you know, came out in a husk of corn and she kind of, like, peeled back part of it.
She shucked herself.
Yes. Go shuck yourself. And, like, I get it. Like, it's a weird look.
Yeah, absolutely.
For what she was wearing, but when she pulled her hair off and she gave me those Bo Derek, like, right out of the water, like, strands of hair with the popcorn in it, I'm just like, I absolutely love this. This was one of the winners. I will always remember it. And then she did that kind of, like, side to side 90s, like, I've got long flowing hair, like, back and forth bounce. It gave you full Ray Jean from Living Single.
Absolutely.
Who is someone I aspire to be each and every day of my life.
Sounds about right. I can see that. The funniest was Michelle Visage cracking that joke. Right as Shangela was leaving the stage and the GM, oh no, you better don't. I know you enjoyed that oral.
Every time I hear it.
Oh, Lord. I've lost him. He's done. All right, so pull yourself back together.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
We got our tops, Trixie, Kennedy, and Dayla. Mm-hmm. And our bottoms are Milk, Chi-Chi, and Aja.
Due to performance and looks on both the challenge and the runway, the tops, totally agree.
Yep.
Of course. The bottoms, Milk, even though I loved her dress in the runway, on the runway.
Yeah.
Her performance was trash.
Absolutely.
Hot, salty trash. And I'm not here for it. I'll never be here for it. And I like Milk, so it's hard for me to say.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I 100% agree with you on that.
Harder for me is Trixie, who also tanked in the challenge.
Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi. I said Chi-Chi, didn't I?
Said Trixie.
I'm sorry. Trixie, I'm sorry. I promise I'll know which character you are next time I buy your new action figure. That's how I have to put them. The mom, they're action figures. They're Sailor Moon action figures. And I deserve a Mercury and a Neptune. And then if I'm good, can I get a Jupiter? Can a bitch get a Jupiter? Chi-Chi, as BB says, she drowned in that hot tub.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it is intimidating to be next. I would assume it's intimidating to be next to a funny bitch sucking up all the oxygen. But I know that I'm that funny bitch sucking up all that oxygen. So I don't know what it's like for the rest of you hoes. I assume it's hard.
We'll have to ask them. Please send your
Pat, how is
your
it?
Thoughts. Oh. Rude. Rude. Anywho, they go back to deliberate while Rue and the panel make balloon animals. And Trixie, I love her to death, and she fucking makes the comment in the room. It wasn't even confessional. It was in the damn room. And she says that she will not cry because she is safe, because that's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
And I fucking loved it because I felt like everybody in that room wanted to crack up except for Milk.
Uh-huh.
And it was great.
It was great. Kennedy decided not to play these bullshit games because the bitch already knew who she was going to send home if she won, because, you know, she and Bendela were in the top.
Oh, yeah.
And she already knew.
There was no doubt.
Yeah.
But the best part, because honestly, the one-on-ones are, it feels like the same thing every week.
Yeah.
I feel like I deserve to be here. Except for Chi-Chi, who was like, bitch, maybe it is my time to go.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, the thing that had Oral rolling, and I loved it, so we have to make sure that we mention it. So Milk is sitting there talking about how she thought she and Trixie worked well off of each other during the challenge.
Okay, so if anybody knows me, sometimes I'm like hexadecimal, get it? Like who is hexadecimal but Wanda Maximoff on a bad day? And so like the masks that I wear show you exactly what I want to project. Nothing besides that. However, I am a shady hoe. And sometimes those looks are rough and searing and biting. But very rarely does my face crack. So when BB, who I love, when her face cracked, and then she quickly reapplied that plaster of Paris, I went on up to the upper room and shuffled off this mortal coil. I was like, Jesus don't have to take the wheel because I've already gone home to glory.
That was fantastic.
It was so good. But Milk really talked a lot of shit, thought she deserved to be here. The judges read her because her performance was terrible. Aja, deserved to say, I don't think I'm going home because I won the first challenge. Chi-Chi had been in the bottom three times. And Milk was just talking a whole lot of unwarranted shit. She could have just kept her mouth shut. So, we come back, the two pull their lipsticks, lip sync for the legacy, to a Lord song that is not appropriate.
It was not an appropriate lip sync song for this show.
I was bored.
We were in the bar, and Eric, who did the last episode with us, I looked at him and I was like, what is going on here? I don't understand this. It seemed like a deep and meaningful song. I don't know the lyrics, and that's how I really kind of relate.
Well, that's because you're not under the age of 33. I am. And I was totally impacted by that Lord song. Don't ask me the name more than Royals. Don't ask me to even know the name of the song that they performed. Because had you given me a Lana Del Rey, I could have been there for a Lana Del Rey. Not all of Lana Del Rey, but most of it.
No, there are some. I agree with you. There are some Lana Del Rey songs that I think would be awesome. I don't know necessarily if they'd be Drag Race All Stars lip sync songs.
Nope.
But there is a big difference.
They literally could have just done This Time I Know It's For Real by Donna Summer and called it a night, but they didn't.
Absolutely. But I saw online in some responses, and we had a little chat about this before we recorded, and I didn't think either of them really embodied the song. And I know I saw some responses, and we had a little discussion about this where a lot of people on Twitter were comparing it to Latrice with Aretha's Natural Woman.
Yeah.
And where you can stand there and emote the fuck out of a song. And I appreciate that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need to be jumping and splitting. She didn't need to flip off the stage and back on the stage and then flip onto a box and flip off the box. She didn't need to do that. I get it.
Yeah. When I sing a Whitney song, sometimes I walk to the left, I walk to the right. I do a shimmy, I walk to the right, I walk to the left. Give a ha ha, and I'm good.
Exactly. There are times when that is appropriate. This song did not feel like one of those. It felt like one of those weird mixed tempo songs where it's slow, sensual, or heartfelt lyrics with a souped up mid-tempo dance beat to it.
Yeah.
So you don't know whether you should be like, should I be dancing or should I be melancholy? And it just didn't make for good television for this lip sync. I don't discredit Kennedy's win at all, because Kennedy did win the lip sync, and good for her. She did a good job. Mm-hmm. That wig reveal, Michelle did not need to gasp. The damn runway was wigs on wigs. Like, seriously.
On wigs. That's why you gasped. Because most of these bitches did wigs on wigs on wigs.
But most Kennedy, of them just did wigs on wigs. Because honestly, I was expecting there to be three reveals for every queen. They didn't.
Wigs on wigs on wigs on wigs.
But she looked good. She made it work. She made it look good. I have no qualms about it. De La should have gone with a different wig, because there was at one point where she had it all in front of her face, and it was not a good look.
Oh, where she looked like she was going through the DTs from heroin.
Or she was going to come pop out of your television and kill you after 7 days from watching that video.
True.
Yes, absolutely.
True. Kennedy won. I really would have preferred like moments in love. You know, there's no lyrics really, but like that would have been better than the song they chose,
seriously.
So yeah, Kennedy won, and because that bitch was talking smack, Chi-Chi got a pass. Hopefully, God willing, she will step it up, and that bitch milk got poured out, because you know what, you can have milk in the fridge for a while, sometimes it kind of tastes like cream. But when it becomes bitter and it's not prefixed by butter, you toss that bitch down the sink and you keep it moving. It sucks because I love milk's aesthetic. I love seeing it week to week. But I don't want my all-star to be a rancid bitch. You can be a bitch, but don't be a rancid bitch for no reason. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I'm a bitch. I know I'm a bitch. Like, sometimes I'm a rancid bitch. And when I'm a rancid bitch, I usually have to apologize. But you know when I never have to apologize? Me being a bitch. I'll give you a perfect example. Somebody who is very close to me is dating somebody who is not far too young for him, but she's just too young to hang out with us. She don't contribute nothing, and I don't give a damn about her. But I have learned that you don't... Jessica, you know who I'm talking about. I have learned not to always put in my two cents. You do a cute quip here, you do a little jab there, but I don't go up to the hoe and say, oh, you know, girls who are like this and that really just don't do anything for me. Because, bitch, I know you're talking about me. That's rude. That's not shade. That is you being a cunt. And Milk was being a cunt. And she doesn't have to be. She's established. I've seen her fashion eye, and she does have one.
Absolutely.
But you can't be a superstar and literally piss off everyone you meet. You're not Joan Crawford. It's not the 1940s. And even if it was, you'd probably be arrested for wearing clothes that weren't assigned to you at birth through gender.
Uh-oh.
So really, that's it for the episode. There's another episode. Marc Jacobs. That's the real gag. Marc Jacobs is going to be in the next episode.
Oh.
But where is milk?
Should have shown up a week earlier.
Where are we out of milk?
Oh.
Was there a scare of botulism?
It curdled. We had to get rid of it. But next week is Snatch Game.
Snatch Game, which is I shouldn't say always. I would like to think that the queens, well, see, here's the thing. A lot of the queens, like Chi-Chi's Patti LaBelle, like, I think they're going to force them to be out of the box because they gave them queens that they could have easily done in Snatch Game, except for Thorgy, because, you know, she doesn't know what Stevie Nicks is, and Milk doesn't think that she's a gay icon. But yeah, listeners, that's all for us.
But before we sign off, Oral, if you enjoy Flame On, if you're enjoying our recaps, and thank you to Ron. He actually just donated some more money. We've got to talk about some more stuff that we got to do after these recaps are done.
Ron, I won't send you those pictures no matter how much money you throw at me. That's a lie. You are literally so close to getting everything.
Exactly. I was going to say that we already have that in the email. but if you enjoy what we do and you want us to continue to do it, please, there are a couple of ways that you can help support the show. The first and easiest way to do it is to give us a review. Or just leave us a rating wherever you get your podcast, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, whether it's on Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Podchaser, which we actually have 7 5-star reviews on Podchaser. I know it's a new and up-and-coming platform, and I'm really happy to see that people are hearing us and they're getting their podcast there, and they're going to Podchaser and leaving us a star rating.
Also, remember, you can totally share the podcast on social media. You can tweet about it. You can post it on your Facebook. All of these things help, especially if you have people who, you know, follow your beck and call. Just have them beck at us because, we'll buck back.
Mm-hmm. And if you got a spare dollar, because like we've always said, every single dollar counts when it comes to making podcasts. People don't always understand that. It's not a glamorous lifestyle. I mean, we're in a lavish 4-story studio with amazing equipment, theater of the mind. And, you know, it's fantastic. But we can't do that without support from you guys. So if you have an extra dollar or two or five or ten, whatever you have and you can help contribute, go over to patreon.com/nerdyshow and become a patron.
And actually, you can totally earmark dollars specifically for us, because it takes a lot of booze to keep me running sometimes.
Oh, girl.
And, you know, I'm trying to white knuckle through this. I only had one drink. That only puts me at 5 today. Really, it would put me at 7 in total. But, you know, when you go to sleep and you wake up, that's a totally different day.
I agree. Absolutely. Listeners, we thank you so much for what you've done already. And we want you to just keep doing it, and we'll keep making these shows for you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, if you aren't sure where you can find us on the social media, go to flameonshow.com. Go to the bottom of the page. All of our chicklets are there. We're on Instagram. We're on...
Did you say chicklets? Is that what we are? Chicklets?
We're not chicklets. We're chicklets.
Can we be chicklets?
I think so.
I think we should call them chicklets from now on.
Change approved.
Mm-hmm.
So go check us out on social media.
Hey, baby. It's me, Chi-Chi the Vane. I'm not Chi-Chi. I'm sorry. I'm not as glamorous. With that, listeners, thank you. This has been Masterpiece Theater. We have been your hosts, Pat and Oral. Good night.